Then, to the wonder of the elves, Turin laughed loud and shrill. "Is not that a jest?" he cried. "Oh, the fair Nienor!" So she ran from Doriath to the dragon, and from the dragon to me. What a sweet grace of fortune! Brown as a berry she was, dark was her hair, small and slim as an elf child. None could mistake her. Then Mablung was amazed, and he said, "But some mistake is here. Not such was your sister. She was tall, and her eyes were blue, her hair fine gold, the very likeness in woman's form of Húrin, her father. You cannot have seen her." "Can I not? Can I not, Mablung?" cried Turin. "But why no? For see, I am blind. Did you not know? Blind, blind, groping since childhood in a dark mist of Morgoth. Therefore, leave me. Go, go, go back to Doriath, and may winter shrivel it. A curse upon Menegroth, and a curse on your errand. This only was wanting. Now comes the night." Then he fled from them like the wind, and they were filled with wonder and fear. But Mablung said, "Some strange and dreadful thing has chanced that we know not. Let us follow him and aid him if we may, for now he is fey and witless." But Turin sped far before them, and came to Cabed in Arras, and stood still. And he heard the roaring of the water, and saw that all the trees near and far were withered, and their sere leaves fell mournfully, as though winter had come in the first days of summer. "Cabed en Arras! Cabed Nairamarth!" he cried. "I will not defile your waters where Niniel was washed, for all my deeds have been ill, and the latest the worst." Then he drew forth his sword and said, "Hail, Gurthang, Iron of Death! You alone now remain. But what lord or loyalty do you know, save the hand that wields you? From no blood will you shrink. Will you take Turin Turambar? Will you slay me swiftly?" And from the blade rang a cold voice in answer, "Yes, I will drink your blood, that I may forget the blood of Beleg, my master, and the blood of Brandir slain unjustly. I will slay you swiftly." Then Turin set the hilt upon the ground, and cast himself upon the point of Gurthang, and the black blade took his life.